Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ episode. Guess the number 777. Lovely number, but not meant for lotto or for gambling. Okay, so let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. It's a beautiful day today. There is sunshine somewhere, but it's snowing somewhere too. And 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1 says, "More of our brethren, I grant you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain." Now, it's Paul yet said, "Not believe in vain, because believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then he continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been looking at the death of Christ, moving with physical events, but not on the revelatory. Going to Proverbs 4:20, that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And we've done that, gone in depth into that. And we've looked at Mark 11. In Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples came back and said, "Master, Master, the fig tree thy curse is dead." And Jesus said something profound. His response was Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So we have been looking at faith-filled words. We've looked at the centurion who came to Jesus and said, and sent word to Jesus, "You don't need to come to my house. Just speak the word. Speak the word." Matthew 8:8. And then we're looking at Thomas in John 20 that says, "I want to see Jesus with my own eyes. I want to see the hand in his hands, the imprint of the nails, put my hands into it, thrust my hand on the side." And when Jesus came and said, "Thomas, come and do it. What you want to do, come and do it." He said, "Oh, my Lord and my God." And Jesus rebuked him. He said, "Hey, Thomas, don't be faithless, but believe in John 20:29. Then Jesus said something. He said, "Blessed are they that have not seen." You've not seen it, and yet to believe it. You are in a blessed place. You are in the place where God wants you to be. Because somebody's crying saying, "My prophetess, I've not seen it. You don't understand. Yesterday my period came, so I'm not pregnant." Who told you? Who told you because you've seen your period, you are not pregnant? Who told you? If you want a baby, why have you decided? Because that is science. Science says so, but the word doesn't say so. The word doesn't say so. So you pick God, take God by his word, hold God by his word, and stop looking at the physical evidence, because you've been looking at the sign to judge what is happening in your life. But in Christianity, I'm telling you, I'm saying what? It is not seeing, it's believing. It's what? Believing first, and then you see what you're believing for. So before we go into how faith comes, because I want to show you how faith comes, so that you know that the faith that came into you is the faith of God, and it is not your making. It is not your faith that accepted Christ. The day you gave your life to Christ, your inside was so rotten, there was nothing God could pick to manufacture faith. No, he sent his word. Those words you heard manufactured the God kind of faith in you. So before we go, we do that, I want us to also look at somebody who had not seen and yet believed. Here is a young lady called Mary, and that's how we started this episode of the finished work of Christ. We looked at the incarnation already. So this young woman called Mary, a teenager who is sitting among pots and pans, had an angel visitation, an angelic visitation. And listen, when the angel came, it didn't bring fire, it didn't bring lightning, it didn't bring bolts of lightning, it didn't bring electricity, it didn't bring, he brought words. And this woman, this young girl, teenager Mary, heard those words. Meanwhile, the same angel had gone to Zacharias, an old priest who was among incense, burning incense in the temple, and he could not receive the word. He said, "Listen, I want evidence." He had the Thomas kind of faith. He said, "When I see it, then I'll believe it." If you are saying I'm going to have a baby, and it was going to be a natural baby, because he was of course going to have sex with his wife, and his wife would conceive, so it was not something out of the ordinary. But Mary's own was something out of the ordinary, because words were coming into a womb to become flesh, to become a baby, to become God was going to become a man in a woman's womb, and that was her womb. She was so clever. This girl said to the angel in Luke 1, we're talking about Luke 1, 38. She said, "Behold, I'm the handmaiden of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word." And immediately the words that the angel spoke and the words that the prophet spoke concerning Jesus coming all gathered, entered into Mary's womb, and that became the baby Jesus. John 1:14, and the word became flesh, and the word became flesh in Mary's womb. This is what we're talking about. She did not see any evidence. It wasn't like something began to roll on the floor, and then it started entering into her, and her body was quaking. There was nothing like that. It was word spoken, whether by God himself, whether by an angel, whether by a man, whether by a woman, whether by a child, it doesn't matter. Is it God's word spoken? Has the same effect. And that is what happened to Mary. So this is the kind of faith we're talking about. You've not seen it, but you believe it. You've not seen it, but what? You believe it. Listen, I'm speaking to men and women who are rising up in this kind of faith, where you've not seen, but what? You believe. But I've been believing for a long time. And listen, continue on that road. Because on this road, if you're on the right road, then I tell you, the miracle has already happened. You are so blessed. Blessed, blessed. Please share this link with somebody. 777, beautiful number.